psychiatric evaluation, patient name Hovestad, Hovestadt, comma, Janet. Date of appointment, July 19th, 2023. Appointment start time, 3:30 p.m. Appointment end time, 4:50 p.m. Provider, Karen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. P-M-H-N-P, comma, B-C. Chief complaint. My therapist diagnosed me with bipolar depression, period. 1 minute I'm happy and uplifted, comma, and the next I'm down, period, unquote. History of present illness. The patient complains of down moods where she doesn't want anyone near her, wants to, quote, run away, unquote. She feels a little bit sad at this time. She doesn't enjoy things as much as she used to. She tries to go to live concerts. Sometimes she enjoys them, sometimes not. Her appetite is usually increased when depressed, but lately it has been decreased. She falls asleep okay, but wakes up at 3 a.m. for the day. No daytime naps because she feels worse, period. She feels energetic at 3 a.m., but then gets sluggish around 9 a.m. The patient has feelings of guilt and worthlessness. She regrets marrying her husband. The marriage is falling apart, according to the patient. She stated that the husband wants to save the marriage, but she does not love him. She stated there is no intimacy. They have 4 children, 3 of whom are theirs. Her eldest daughter, age 20, is from her ex-boyfriend, period. She stated that she only just told this man that he is the father. Period. The father wants a DNA test. The patient was engaged to him and her husband at the same time about 20 years ago, but actually loved the boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend was black and the child is biracial. Meanwhile, she was, quote, not allowed, unquote, to speak the truth about the real father by her present husband. He forbade her. The daughter recently was involved in being a victim of domestic violence. The daughter was involved with a gang member that she met on Snapchat. They ended up living in a car. The man abused her physically. He bit her chunks out of her arm. He burned her hair. He held her at knife point and is now in jail. The daughter is now living with her in-laws. When the patient was pregnant with that daughter, her mother and brother tried to terminate the pregnancy by kicking her and punching her in the stomach. The patient ended up terminating that first pregnancy. Later on, she became pregnant with her daughter. The older brother ended up setting the boyfriend's house on fire when the patient was supposed to be there. Her mental health declined after the beating from her family and the abortion. She has no nightmares or flashbacks about the event, but when extremely depressed and sad and feels that no one is hearing her, she gets a vision of a little girl coming to her. She stated she has days of staying awake with increased energy, calm and not feeling tired after 3 hours of sleep, period. No reckless spending or poor judgment. She is in a pretty good mood at those times. She does get irritable. She stated this. She usually feels better after talking to her counselor because she feels heard and does not feel heard by her husband. Her therapist is Robin Gardner, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R. She has been seeing her since February of 2023. The patient has low self-esteem. She feels that people would be better off without her. She has no active suicidal plan. Her children are a protective factor. Her religion looks down upon suicide. Also, a close friend committed suicide, which devastated her. The patient does not abuse substances or drugs. There's no evidence of obsessions or compulsions. No panic attacks. Family history, none. Substance abuse, none. Recent stressors starting back from 2020. Her mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer during the pandemic. She lost a friend at age 42 to a massive heart attack, and her best friend moved to the UK. In 2021, her mother passed away from the pancreatic cancer. Her niece, who was Gabby Petito, was murdered, and her grandmother passed away. In 2022, her son joined the Army and left. In August of that year, they got evicted from their home. Her eldest daughter was involved in the abusive relationship. So for the past 3 years, she has been under constant stress. Medical, the patient has polycystic ovaries. She's perimenopausal. She has a history of severe scoliosis, to the point of her spine nearly collapsing at age 14. She now has osteoarthritis of the spine. She's borderline diabetic, and she gets frontal migraines. Patient's on metformin, 500 milligrams POBID, and Avian, A-V-I-A-N, oral contraceptives. Surgical, she had 2 rods and 8 screws put in her back to repair the scoliosis at age 14. She had a cholecystectomy 3 years ago. Social history, the patient was a stay-at-home mother for many years. She's in an unhappy marriage. Currently, she works as a matron for Montauk Bus Company. Her work makes her feel better. She is working for the summer, driving for summer school classes. Not driving. Attending the bus for summer school classes. They're currently renting a home. As noted, they have 4 children. Ages 20, 19, 17, and 13. Developmental, the patient had a normal birth with the exception of some nerve damage to her ears. She went to special education from K through 12. She was bullied in school over being in special ed. She was diagnosed at age 10 with severe scoliosis. She stated that her mother ignored it for 2 years. She had spine surgery when her spine was on the verge of collapse. Her parents also divorced when she was 14. Her mother would hit the father. The grandparents moved at the same time, and her brother went in the Marines. At age 15, she was raped, but she never told anyone. Impression. Bipolar type 2 disorder. Plan, Cymbalta, 30 milligrams PO, QAM to address pain and depression. Abilify, 2 milligrams PO, QAM as starting dose for mood stabilization.